We have a holding that Chof Vochomer Aleph. Again, Renmil is Shiloh, that who does our Mishnah go like? That our Mishnah said Alocha by Temed, that's the type of wine that you pour the water over the pits and shells of grapes. So our Mishnah said that before it started to ferment, it's called water. You can't bar to Maiseshem in the Pasul the Mikvah. But after it starts to ferment, then it's called Yayim, then you could bar with Maiseshem. And then it does not pass through the mikvah. So the question was, who does the Mishnah go like? Not like you, not the Rabbonin, because they mashma argue whether it's called wine even without fermenting. So Gemara said no. The Gemara was Omer of Nachum and Rav Bavua b'shehech mitzmachlekes. The top of the Chavov that the machlekes between the Yehuda and the Rabbonin is only after this temet started to ferment. And that's when the Yehuda says it's called Yayin, and therefore Yechayv and Trumas and Maisus. And therefore I'll tell you that Umas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah that says that after the Temet starts to ferment, it's called wine, that you could buy it with the Moyes of Maisesheni, and if it falls into the mikvah, does not pass through the mikvah, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Rabbanan, it's still called water. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called Yayin, after it starts to ferment. And the Mishnah says, V'chein Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanino, B'shehech mitzmach leikis, that the mach leikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanin is after the temet starts to ferment. So Mel is good, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mishnah says this temet, after it started to ferment, that's when it has a shem yayin, and that's when you can buy it with Mois Meister Sheini. Now the Gemara says, V'yom Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abaravua, temet shaloko bekesev meiser. If somebody took his money of Meister Sheini, again, first he had Paris, that he took off Maaseh Sheni from, and he was paid that Paris onto money, and now the money takes up to Yerushalayim, so the money has Kedusha, and in Yerushalayim he's supposed to buy food, so then it's this Chal again, the Kedusha goes off the money, and it goes onto the food. But he has to buy food, wine, and not water. So let's say he went and bought Temet, he bought this drink, again, that the water was poured over the grapes, the pits and shells, so Temet Shaloko the Kesef of Maaseh, and right now it did not ferment yet. After you bought it later, a few days later, then it first started to ferment. So Luchur, at the time when you bought it, it wasn't called the Yayin yet. Still, the Chiddush is that the Kona Maisa. Yes, the sale took place. Kona Maisa means that the Kedusha of the money went off the money and went on to this drink, went on to this Temet. Even though at the time when you bought it, it was not the Yayin yet, still it's considered Kona Maisa. Rashi says, "Misha mois biyod, whoever has the money, yochol ochloi chuslu shlayim. With that money, he can do whatever he wants with it, and eat something with it, even outside Yerushalayim. If nation is chal ala temet, because the kedusha of the money went off the money already and went on to this temet. So Rashi says, "Dido loy hechmet, because if it would not ferment at all, heavy hanech mois kamim b'tushasayu biyad hamoicher. Then the pshat that money was still retained its kedusha of Maaseh Sheni." Because you bought water with it, and water is not nitfas with Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, so the Kedush would still stay in the money. But now that this Temet is considered like wine, therefore the Kedusha goes on to the wine and leaves the money. So more is the question, my time, what's the reason? The Chor, at the time when you bought it, it was not called Yain yet, it did not ferment yet. So we hold like a Yehuda, so the Chor, it's not called wine, so why does the Kedusha go off the money? So Marin says, Igloi Milsalam Afreya Teperu. We see now from before, that it really was called a peri, it really was called already grape juice. The Rashi says, the bishas lekich, at the time when you bought it, peri hu, the nichnas bem koich hachatzanim, that the koich from these pits and shells went into the water, and therefore gave it a koich to give it a shem yain already. Elo, shadayin le nigmer, it didn't finish yet to ferment, to become real wine yet. But v'chilul ma'alyu, it's called the good chilul, the dukdusha, goes off the money onto this drink now. Because Jimloyhoye Yain Bechatsanim, if the Kayak of the wine of the Khatsanim did not go into the water, Lohoye Mahmus Loilam, then it would never ferment. So since it fermented later, that's a proof that even before the Kayak of the Yayin of these Khatsanim went into this water, and therefore at least the Kayak it has a Kayak to become into wine, says Nishalo, the Kedusha of the money of Maaseh Sheni goes off onto this drink. Zmor says, "So elo mas nisim diktoni hech mitzin loy hech mitzloy." What's the pshat in the Mishnah then? The Mishnah says no, that it has to ferment. If it doesn't ferment, and you buy it with Maaseh Sheni, the Mishnah says it's not called the good lekicha, and the domim still has its kedusha biyad hamoicher. So the question is why? Dil me ishavka heavy mechametz like maybe if they would have let it stay a little bit longer, it would have become Echmetz. So maybe the Kedusha was Chal. So Rashi says, Heicha the Leisei, come on, if the drink is not here anymore, the Churin Nezel Basaru, we should go Basar Roiv. For Roiv Machmitzin, and most time when you make this Temed, eventually it will turn and be fermented. Eventually it will come into Yayin. So why does the Mishnah say if you buy this drink and you give the money when it's not fermented yet, it's not Chal the Kedusha on the drink, but the money is still called Kaddish? Why? Let's be afraid that maybe eventually, even though the water is not here around now, this drink, but eventually it was supposed to ferment, and then the Kedusha was Chal upon it. So why does our Mishnah say the case is the Kedusha is still in the money? So Marin says, Omar Rabba Kishashayim Emenu Bekais V'loi Hechmetz. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that Avada, you have some of that temet, some of that drink still left over. You have it left over in a cup. And that cup we see now, even days later, it did not ferment. So that's the Mishnah talking about. Even though the drink itself that you were poured in Maisa Sheni, that drink is not around anymore, still the Kedusha of the money is not Nischalo. The money has still has its Kedusha. Because we see some of that drink is still left over, and that did not ferment, so we see that drink did not have the Kedusha of the Pri. Rather, it's only called water, and on water the Kedusha does not go off from the money onto the water. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah means, the pidyon is not Chal. But in the case that later on it does ferment, then Lamais the pinion was Chal, even on Mafreya, when you first gave the money. Rav Amar Rav, it sounds like this. Ha'amani Reb Yechanan Ben Nurihi. Rav wants to give a new teretz to our Mishnah. Rashi says, Masnis and Diktoni, that actually Hechmas, that before this temet starts to ferment, Poisles HaMikvah, it's called water, has a shame, Mayim Shuvim, Apostle the Mikvah, and you can't buy it with Moyes, Maisi Sheni. I forgot to pay you, even though, like we're saying now, that since eventually later it will ferment, so therefore right now it has a shame free. So, what's Shana Mishnah? So, Rava wants to say, Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. That's not, we learned like this. The Mishnah Mikvois, that Gimel Lugin Mayim, if you have three Lugim of water, which that is this year, if you have three Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, water that's in a bucket that was picked up by a person in a kli. If that goes into a mikvah before you have memso, it passes the mikvah. So you have now these gimel lugim of mayim, but chos akurtov. You are missing a small amount. A kurtov, a small measurement, was not there. So right now, this water by itself does not pass the mikvah. It's not a complete gimel lugim of mayim. And what happened was, shenofal letoicha kurtov yayin. Now a little bit wine fell into this three lugim, and made the shear now into a complete three lugim. But it's not made up completely of water, it's made up with a drop of wine also. And umarehem kamara yayin, this red wine, made the whole water, this whole gimel lugim, turn into look like wine. And now v'noflu l'mikvah, it fell into the mikvah, so lachar is like paslu. Still, these gimel lugim, even though they're shuvim, they're from a bucket, it does not pass on the mikvah. Because l'maisi, you do not have gimel lugim of water. You have a little bit less, and what was mashlim, the shear, was the siyayin. So that's not called mayim, therefore does not pass all the mikvah. Even though you have gimel lugim shleimim, the Rashi says, v'kivu nechazosayu the chamra, since it looks like wine, then for sure like pasta does not pass all the mikvah. And Agav Rashi before explains, like we'll soon see, what does it mean? It goes to go to Vyecha the Menuri. Rashi says, the also bosa chazusi goes after the looks. The Yomi says, Kurta, like we'll soon see, where milk falls into the water, and it looks like milk, it looks like water, milk looks like water, that is called water. And then it would pass on the mikvah, like we'll soon see. So far we have the ratio where it's yayin falls in, so then loy paslu, it's not called water, you do not have gimel lugim of water. What's going to be though in a case like this? Gimel lugim mayim, again you have these three lugim, a measurement of water. But chos akurtov was missing a little bit. Now shenofel toicha kurtov cholov, a little bit milk fell into this gimel lugim, and it was mashlim. Now you have a complete shear of gimel lugim. Umarayim kemara mayim, and lemaisa it looks like water. So now lemaisa looks like three lugim of mayim, and they're shuvim. Now venofel mikvah, they fall into a mikvah. Slochru tanakam holds leipaslu, still does not pass on the mikvah. Since Lamais, it's not completely three lugim of mayim, there is a little bit of milk here, so they do not go bosa the way it looks, but what it really is, Therefore, it's not really three lugim of mayim, it does not pass the mikvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yoimi, he says, no, everything goes after the way it looks. So in this last case, since it looks like three lugim of mayim, even though it's not made up completely of water, still it has a loch of mayim, and therefore he holds that it would pass the mikvah. So what do you see? Lavom Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Bosach Azusah Linam, we go after the way it looks? So I'll tell you, Hochinam here also, by this Temed, Zil Bosach Azusah Vitaima, go after the way it looks and the way it tastes. Vechazusah Dai Mayaninu, that the way it looks, this Temed, it still looks like water. You poured the water over the grapes, over the pits and shells, and the color did not change. And therefore, since it still looks like water, according to Yochanan ben Nuri, that our Mishnah says it's called Mayim, you can't buy it with Mois, Mois Hasheni, it goes according to Yochanan ben Nuri. Only after it's Hechmetz, then it changes over. But before it's Hechmetz, though, even though we said a Svarah before, it has the Koyach of the Pri inside it. But according to Yochanan ben Nuri, you go Bosa the way it looks now, and since now it looks like water, it would only have a Lach of water, not of Yayin, not of a Pri. So that'll be another Pshana Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now the Gemara says, "Opligi the Rabbi Loza, he argues on Rabbi Loza." So Rashi says, "Hold the Yomer of Nachman." That's what Rabbi Nachman said before, that b'shehechmetz machlekes, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if Temet has a shame yayin or water, that's only talking about after it fermented already. So that what Rabbi Nachman said, he argues on Rabbi Loza. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Loza. Hakul Moedim, everybody agrees, Shem Afrishin Olov Mimokim Achar. You cannot be Mafrish Truma. Hakul Moedim is even Rabbi Yehuda. About this Temet, again, when you poured the water over the sediments, Shem Afrishin Olov Mimokim Achar. Mi Temet Achar means if you have this Temet here and you want to take off Truma Samaisers, you have to begafka take off from this Temet itself and not from a different drink onto this drink. Elim came Hechmetz. Only if the temet already started to ferment. Rashi says, temet zeshu bol l'sakon l'hafresh olav. Mimokim achar, when you take maisus, truma, from another temet onto this, only if this temet already started to ferment, then for sure it's called the pri. But where does Rabbi Yehuda himself say that you could be mafresh, or you have a chiv to be mafresh truma, mineyu bay from it itself? That's before it was hechmetz. So according to Rabbi Loza, you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Temet is called a pri even before it started to ferment. So it's not a vade pri, it's like a suffix pri. Therefore, you cannot eat it or drink it before you take off trumas amaisus. But it's only a suffix if it's called a pri yet. So therefore, you have to take off trumas amaisus minei obey from it itself. So that's why you see that Rabbi Eliezer argues what Rav Nachman said before. Now, v'yad kan loy mechayev Rabbi Yehuda minei obey. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that this temet before it was hechmetz? That you have to take off Trumas and Maisers, only Mineya Bay from it itself. Ava Miyal Maloi, but you cannot take off Trumas and Maisers from other drinks, from other temen onto this. Why? Because you have to be afraid, Dilma Osele Afrushi, maybe you come to take off. Minachiv Alaptur, like maybe the other temen is really Mukhuyev in Trumas and Maisers. And this one here, maybe it's not called Yain, it's Alaptur, or it's the opposite way. But Minaptur, maybe the other one really is Poto. Alachiv, this one is chayiv. So therefore, true, according to Abuse, it's like a suffix, whether it's called yayin or not. So if we can only take off true mesamaisis from it itself, from this big gallon here, you have to take off a little bit of the gallon itself for true mesamaisis. And not to use other temets, it's a part of this whole gallon. So according to the Shita, even according to Abuse holds that even before Hechmetz, also at least it's a suffix if it's called a pri or not. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look like this. Ha temed. If you have this drink, this temet, before it started to ferment, so again, we consider it like it's water. And therefore, let's say it's tamei. There's a special halacha that when water is tamei, you know how you metayer it. It's not a get like you be tovelin in the mikvah. There's no din tefillah oichlin, has no tefillah the mikvah. There's only a special halacha by water, it's called hashaka. That if the water comes in contact with the water of the mikvah, that's metayer this water. But only water. Therefore, this temet, before it started to ferment, Allah is mashikot b'mayim. All you have to do is just put the glass of this full of this temet, this tamei, and start to dip it into the mikvah, and when the top of it like touches the mikvah, as long as it comes into contact with the mikvah, this temet, this water, becomes tor. But mishehechmitz, but once the temet starts to ferment, then it's called already yain, it's not called water anymore, then ein mashika b'mayim, then you can't be metairit with hashok. Hashok only helps on water, not on other mashkim. And Rashi says, because then it's called chamra water, it's called wine then. The law of a mikvah is v'kelim v'yadim nitnlem teres tair of mikvah mikvah. A mikvah is only metair a person or kelim. Avo b'yoichu l'mashko nema b'hem tfilo. But stam food and a drink of wine, there's no tair in a mikvah. It's only a special law of water. Water, that's tamei, there's a new metair called hashoka. That when it comes in contact with the mikvah water, that's metairit. Rashi says the pshat over there is tintas and chibir is like botl gabi mikvah. It's like truma tamei shazor, you planted it, it becomes bottled to the ground there. Here also this water becomes bottled to the mikvah, but it's only mayim in mayim and not another drink into the mikvah. So again, this temet depends. Before it's hechmitz, it's called water. After it starts to ferment, then it's called yain already. Omar Rava, Rava says like this: loishonu elo she'tom doy b'mayim toirim. When do we say this chiddush that you can make hashoka only if the water you used to make the temid was water that was tor, and then when it tomo first became tomo later, after it became temid, then it became tomi. So there we say when it ferments, you can't be matired anymore, or before it ferments, you could be matired with hashoka because you put in mayim torim. Avul tomeyim mikara. Let's say the water was tomi before you made the temid from it. Loi. Then it cannot make hashoka. Then hashoka does not work. And the chura doesn't make too much sense. So Marius on this. Also Rav Gevim Beik Phil, so Rav Gevim Beik Phil came. And Omru Lishmaita came with Ravashi. He said over this lock in front of Ravashi. That Maishno Tamei Mikora. Why do you want to say if the water was tummy before the loy? That then it does not help hashoka. The Armenian, you're telling me a sfar like this, maybe, that the Aydi Dimaya Yakira, since the water is more heavy, therefore Shokhni to soy, it goes right to the bottom of the Kli. Well, Peri and this Peris, this pits and shells, coffee, that floats Malel on top. And therefore, when you make Hashoka, when the top part of it touches the mikvah water, for like Kofakulu Hashoka Lamaya, that the Hashoka is not touching the water, it's on the bottom, the mikvah is only touching the top part. So that's the reason why it's possible. So Mora says, if so, yachi, if so, toirim, even if the water was first tor, or if seifnit tomo, and then the water became, the temple became tomi. Shvita says for anami, that there's no hashok here, because the maisa, the mikvah, is not touching the water, it's touching the top peris. Ella, what do you have to answer? Mavavli, that's all mixed up, and the vat on top of it is water also. And so achanami, mavavli, are also considered mixed up. Everything's mixed up together. The wine and the yain together, the mayim and the yain together. So vada, it should be kosher hashoka, no matter which way, whether the water became tummy first, or first tummy later, avada should not make any nafkamina. Here, now the Mishnah says, kol mokum shiesh mecher. Anytime that a father has a right still to sell his daughter for an oma, for a maid, which means to say, kol zman she's a ketana, kol zman she's not a naro, halacha is then kenas. If a man is ma'anasa, your daughter, or mefataha, as the pasuk says, you have to pay to the father chamishim kosav, it does not apply, because the pasuk says in nara, so only by a nara there's kenas, not by a ktana. We'll see in the Gemara, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. And v'chomokim sheish kenas, meaning to say, once your daughter becomes 12 years old with two sarah, she's a nara. So now if somebody's ma'anasa lives with her by force, or talk her into it, that the person has to pay the father kenas, is a mecher. At that time, the father cannot sell her anymore. A father can only sell his daughter when she's a ketana, before she's a nara. But once she becomes a nara, the Gemara says the Kal V'Chaima, the Madach, if she's an Oma of Ri already, she goes out with Simonim, so Avad, after she has Simonim, Avad, the father cannot sell her anymore. Simonim says, Oma Rav Yudam Arav, Zudibu Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that he sells Kozman, she's a ketana, there's no knas. The Chachamim say they don't know that Yesh Knas B'Mokim Mecher, that even though she's a Ketana, that the father could still sell her, who would then, if somebody's Ma'anasa, Mefatahum, they have to pay the father Knas,
there is knas by ketana. The Tanya will learn like this: ketana mibas yoimechod achetovi beisaris. A ketana, when she's one, as soon as she's born, until she's a gedolah, until she's a naro with two saris, is yeshlo mechor. The father has the right to sell him anytime he wants. But v'yein lo knas, there's no din knas. This is Reb Meir's word, that there's no din knas before she's a naro. A ketana, there's no din knas. But mishetovi beisaris, once she has a din of a naro, that she's already 12 years old and she has two saris over there, b'yeshlo mechor, that's midiraisa gedolah. For the next 6 months, until she becomes a bageris, those 6 months at the beginning of Naras until Bagris, yesh lo kenas. Then if a man is manasa, he has to pay the father kenas. But v'ein lo mecher, if the father wants to sell her, then she's too old. Once she becomes 12 years old, the father can't sell her anymore with two saris. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Why shoyer Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir used to say that kol mokim sheyesh mecher ein kenas. Anytime the father has a right to sell a meaning she's a ketana, if somebody's manasa, there's no din kenas. The chomokim sheish kenas, once she becomes a naro, if somebody's manasa now, he has to pay the father kenas. Is ein mecher, the locher is dead, once she becomes a naro, the father cannot sell her anymore. However, the chomor, the chom say no, ketana, mi bas gimul shonu v'ye mechod achetipager. A ketana, your daughter, once she's 3 years old, and she has to be three, because before three it's not called a bia. But once she's 3 years old, so if a man is manasa then, up until she becomes a bageris, even 6 months after the naris, all that time is yeshla kenas. If a man is manasa, mafataha, the locher is, he has to pay kenas to 50 shkolin, let's give it to the father. So for the Gemara, kenas in mechlo, you mean to say, according to the Chachamim, there's only kenas by ketana, not mechar, avada the father has the right to sell her also calls him on, she's a ketana. Rather, the aim is still like this, kenas b'mok mechar, the Chachamim said, no, you can have both, that from 3 years old until she's a bageris, at least there could be both, meaning to say, from three until a bageris, there's kenas, and until a nara from one day, I mean a girl one day old, until 12 years old, the father could sell her. So Kitza, from 3 years until Naris, he could have both. He could have Knas and Mecher, according to Chachamim. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Miyun, Kol Zuman, Yav Kedushin Midrabonin. Meaning to say, let's say the father died already. So, and then the brothers or the mother marries off the daughter, and she's a Ketana. So Lachri, that Kedushin is only Midrabonin. Since it's only Midirabonin, if she wants to get rid of her husband, she makes Miyun. Miyun is, she just says, she doesn't want him anymore. You do not have to have a get. So, Komokim Sheyesh Miyun means Kolzman, she's a Ketana. That the Kedushin is only Midirabonin. She could be Mamayin, just say goodbye to her husband. Is then Chalitza, by Ketana, in the case where her husband died, and there's a brother-in-law alive, so there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. Chalitza is only by a Naro, and not by a Ketana. So, Kozman, she's a Ketana, there's no din Chalitza. And the Chomokim Sheish Chalitza, once she becomes a Gedolah already, that she can make Chalitza, is ain't a Chanami, then ain't Miyan, then there's no Parsha of Miyan, she's already too old, then she cannot make Miyan. Then we say they have to give a get, either because we're afraid they'll boil the Shem Kedushin, the Kedushin Midiraisa, even with the Rabbanim, we're afraid that the Mechsei, she's like a Gedolah already, so therefore she has to have a get and not Miyan. The Mora says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Zu Dibur Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Our Chachom Marim Nechom say though, Yesh Miyum B'makam Chalitza. No, even though the girl becomes a Nara, even though she's 12 years old with two Simonim, then now she could make Chalitza by the Yavam, but still, there is Miyum, and it's sad to say where her Kedushin was Midrabonim, where her father died and the mother married her off, and she still wants to say goodbye to her husband, she could do it even though she's a nara already. That's Chachom Shita. The Tani would learn like this, Ad Mosai Habas Mamemis. Until how long, till how old can the girl be, and she could just say goodbye to her husband, she doesn't have to have a get. Ad Shetovi Shtei Sairus Divra Rimeya. Rimeya is only calls man, she's a katana. But once she's 12 and has two Sairus, she has a lach of a gedela, then there's no pasha of mean anymore. Then if she wants to say goodbye, she has to have a get. She can't just say goodbye. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even longer than just on becoming a Narva Gedola. Achiyaber HaShachar Al Alovin, until the black hair becomes more than the white hair there, which is a longer time even after she becomes a Gedola, even after Narus, still she could give Mian. Rashi says it means Sheyokiv Oisei Mokim Besar, when that whole Mokim on the bottom is full of black hair, so after Nidim Beforish, Loishi Natik Kazalat, means you have to have two long hairs there. It looks like a lot. So the kid said that even after she comes in Nara, could be another few months, another few weeks, that still she could make Mian. If so, there's a Zman that he could have Mian and could have Chalitz at the same time. Here now the Mishnah says, Kol Mokim Sheish Tkiya, Kol Zman Yad Takona, that he's supposed to blow the shofar. That's an Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon. There was a minute that used to blow the shofar six times, at six different times, to warn the people it's getting close to Shabbos, they should stop doing melacha. First one was to close up the shop, then to close up this. So, komokim shiesh tkiya, kozman is a takona, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, to blow the shofar, to stop the people from doing the melacha, the melacha is ain't havdolah. That night you don't have to make havdolah. Like from Friday night into Shabbos, you don't have to make Avdolah. Meaning to say, even if Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos, you don't have to make Avdolah from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But the opposite, V'chol Mokim Sheyesh Avdolah, which meaning Moitzoy Shabbos. Even if Moitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov, still you have to make Avdolah. And the locher is ain't kia, there's no din to blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell the people to stop preparing for Yom Tov. Because the Shabbos, Avada, you can't do anything on Shabbos either. Now, what's going to be Yom Tov Shechaliyas Be'er Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Friday. The Locher is taken, and this Friday still we blow the Shofar six times, like, to tell the people to stop doing the Melacha. But V'loy Mavdilin, there's no Parsha of Avdolah tonight, because Shabbos is the more Chomadik and Kedusha, so you don't make Avdolah. But V'moitzoy Shabbos, let's say when Yom Tov comes out to be a Mitzoy Shabbos, then the locher is Mavdil, and yes, you should make Avdolah. We make Avdolah Mitzoy Shabbos into a Yom Tov, but V'loy Taikim, do not blow the Shofar on Shabbos to warn the people. Now, Ketzed Mavdilin, in such a case, when Yom Tov comes out on Mitzoy Shabbos, that you still have to make Avdolah, what do we say in Avdolah? So we say, HaMavdu V'Kodesh L'Kodesh. Since the Mitzoy is going into Yom Tov, it's also Kodesh, just that Shabbos was more chomer, so we have to say Amavdu ben Kodesh leKodesh. Rabbi Daisy says ben Kodesh chomer leKodesh akad. That's what you should say. You should say in Yavdola on Moitzoy Shabbos ben Kodesh chomer leKodesh akad. The Maaseh we don't say that. We don't say Tanakama. We just say Amavdu ben Kodesh leKodesh. Now the Gemara says Heicha Tekoya, meaning on a Yom Tov that comes out on Erev Shabbos. So when you Tekoya, Lahavdulai, Ben Kodesh Lechoyol, that, like, how do you blow special? There's a regular Friday, it's Mamash totally Choyol, so you blow to warn them to get ready for Kedushas Shabbos. But in a case where Friday was Yom Tov, so there's Kedusha anyway, so how do we blow to make some type of a hecker a difference that people should know, like the hecker is just to be careful from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and maybe to stop cooking the Yechol Nefesh anymore, because on Shabbos you can't cook. So what's the hecker? How do we blow? Hechi Tekeya. Some of you do Tekeya Maria. You blow Taka Tekeya, and then right away, you blow a Trua. So that's a little bit the hecker. That's called Tekeya Maria. Mitoich Tekeya, in the middle of the Tekeya. Rashi says, means Kodim Shisayim HaTekeya. Before you finish off the first long Tekeya, at the end of it, you already make Truas. So that's the hecker. That's a little bit different now. For Rabasi says, Tokeyo Maria Benishi Machas, that even with one breath, but you have to stop a little bit in between the heels, not that you continue on. You first blow a tekiya, then you stop for a second, then you blow the trua, but our korponim is blown Benishi Machas in one breath. You don't take a new breath in between. Now askin Rav Asi B'Hutzol, Rav Asi Metakon in his city Hutzol, Kishmaite, they should do like him, that they blow first a tekiya, they stop for a second without a breath, and then they blow it through. Maisvei have a question like this. That Yom Tov Shechaliyas Be'er Shabbos, what's going to be if Yom Tov comes out on Friday? So, take you to make it Kiyah, for Loi Marom, there's no true at all. So of course, not like we learned before, we learned according to both of them, you have to make at least some type of a trua. So my love does not just have to mean to say, let me read him klal, that there's no true at all. So more says, let us not the pshat. I'll tell you, Rav Yehuda matatz tam, Rav Yehuda will answer according to his own tam, and Rav Asa matatz tam, Rav Asa will answer according to his tam. Rav Yehuda matatz tam, Rav Yehuda will answer according to his own tam, that loy marin mifnei atzma just means to say you don't make a trua by itself. El rather mitoich atkia. Like when you're at the end of the tkia, before you finish it completely, right there you start blowing, do, then go, do. Right there by the tkia, you end off with a trua. So it's not a trua by itself, it's at the end of the tkia. Ravasi matatza, Ravasi answers according to his own tam. The what? Loi marim b'shtei neshimas. You don't make this trua with a separate breath by itself. El rather b'neshimachas. That the trua is here, just as done with one breath with the tkia. That's why it's a little bit different this Friday than all other Fridays. Then the Mishnah says, when Moitzoi Shabbos, the Shaila is, what type of Abdullah do we say? Sehecha. Oma lo omer Rav Yehuda bechsima. That's what the Mishnah says, we have to say Hamavdu bechesh lekodesh. So Rav Yehuda is saying, it means in the chsima. By the end bracha we say Hamavdu bechesh lekodesh. But before then, the actual Abdullah itself, we do mention of Hamavdu bechesh lekodesh. And bechein omer Rav Nachman bechasimosa. So at the end of the bracha that we end off, bracha to Hashem, hamavdu bekodesh lekodesh. For Rav Sheshes Bredu, Rav Yehuda Yamano, afilu bepsichosa. Even at the beginning also, we do not mention hamavdu bekodesh lechoyol, but even at the beginning we say hamavdu bein kodesh lekodesh. But, v'lesilchos hakavosei, we do not pasken like him. At the middle we start there, at the beginning we say hamavdu bekodesh lechoyol. Just we end off hamavdu bekodesh lekodesh. Now, Rav Doisi Yama bein kodesh chom kodesh akal. And where it says, "V'asilchos akavos," we do not pass on Gabdoisa. But Rav Yisai, "Hamavdu v'kodesh akodesh." All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.